The gentleman who is on the keyboard, I see you sitting in the back.
What is your name?
Tito.
Tito.
Tito. This is for Tito. Tito. The Lord says, I'm handling up on Tito's life. You hear say, I'm going to get a handle up on that, like God's going to take care of business. He said, I'm handling up on your life. And then I said, what do you mean, Lord? And I saw you, Tito, in a studio, in a recording studio. And you were sitting at a keyboard, and on the other side of the glass, there were three men, and these are not born-again men. But there are people involved in the music business. And as you began to just on the keyboard, you were playing, and as you began to play, they began to cry. People who have not shed tears in decades, who are so hardened, who are so hardcore just because of the industry that they're in, the life that they lead, they're going to be brought to a place of tenderness before the Lord. And the Lord told me to say that the, you know, you have to understand the difference between charisma and anointing. He said there is a Lionel Richie anointing on you, and they're going to say that to you. Those words will be said to you.
Thank you, Father.
They will say, I haven't heard that since I last heard Lionel Richie.
My mind.
And the Lord said that your keyboard is going to start doing some unusual things. Because even as when the two men buried somebody and the enemy was after them and they threw the dead body in Elisha's grave, and the dead man came back to life and outran him on the way trying to get away from the enemy. Your keyboard is like the bones of Elisha. If you're needing a healing here tonight, I encourage you before you get out of this building to go put your hand on that keyboard, just as Paul would send aprons from his body or handkerchiefs from his body, because you don't move in that kind of anointing that something resident gets left behind. And you're going to, I understand that's not how it's done. But the Lord says the keyboards that you play on have a residue of anointing that will remain in them. And there will be people lay hands on the keyboard after the fact and get total miracles.
Thank you, God.
The Father said the day will come that somebody in a wheelchair will make their way to your keyboard. And when they put their hand on it, they're going to run out the building. Because of the anointing that's on your life, says the
Father. Yes, God. Woo, we agree.